Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Tuesday morning, the 17th of June. I've been kind of behind on my audio mos. Oh well. First off, I want to say happy 4th birthday to my adorable and energetic grandson, Pukas. And yesterday was just a very inconvenient day. Not inconvenient, yeah, I don't know. Inconvenient, irritating, we decided to all go to my beloved's doctor appointment. For one, this doctor is extremely cute and very friendly. With that said, and I've known his receptionist, office manager, I should say, because she just runs the place. I've known her since 1986. So we go way back. Anyway, we decided to go take Pukas with us, and then we were going to go to the mall because it was close by. And they have, excuse me, a play area. And it was really hot yesterday. This week is supposed to be up in the 90s, and it was. And it was supposed to rain and get humid. Didn't rain yesterday, thank goodness, but it's supposed to rain the rest of the week and be in the 90s. So, the appointment was at 2. I drove. And when I got there and I shut the car off, I clicked the lock button, and it usually beeps, but it didn't. And it looked like the headlights were left on. I couldn't really tell because the sun was so bright.
Excuse me.
Anyway, we were in there an hour. Got out to the car, got all situated, put the key in the ignition. Nothing. Wouldn't move out of gear. Wouldn't make a sound. Didn't do anything. There's a gentleman with a truck who offered to jump it, but it didn't do it. It just wouldn't move. And it was hot. Good thing I had packed some snacks and juice, water. So we call our insurance company. We didn't, irresponsible on our part, but we didn't bring I didn't bring my big purse. I just brought this little tiny thing. My mother calls them postage stamps. It basically fits your phone and just a coin purse, you know. I throw all my stuff in it. It was my license, my debit card, change, bills. Anyway, my beloved didn't bring the checkbooks. And the towing company that we normally use only accepts cash now. And he's like, I have no cash. Because he had asked before we left, he said, do we need cash? And I said, no, why? We're just going to the doctor, and then we're going to the mall. Let him jump around in the little play area, and then we're coming home. And I had like $22 cash, so I wasn't worried if we needed, you know, lunch or something, something to eat. So at 3:05, we call the insurance company, go through this irritating automated system, finally get a real person because we don't have our policy number. They send us a text and say it'll be approximately 1 hour before the tow company comes. So we're sitting in the doctor's lobby. Pukas is getting antsy, and it's hot, and it's been an hour. So then I decide to call, and my beloved had gone outside, and he's calling, which confuses the woman I'm talking to, because another call is coming in about the same vehicle. So anyway, after that confusion is all separated, they say it's going to be another half hour before the tow truck company comes. Well, I scream and pitch a fit, basically say, you know, cancel the call. We walk to the mall, and we call my son-in-law, who works not too far away. And my daughter also works. It's across town, but it's on the same road. I mean, it's around the edge of town. Anyway, it doesn't take long. He picks us up, brings us back home. And on the way home, it's a 5:45. Phone rings, and it's the tow truck guy at the car, wondering where we're at. And I'm thinking, we called at 3:05, and we were supposed to wait an hour. Then we called, so that's 4:05, and wait another half hour, and that's what, right before, around 4:35. And then he calls at 5:45, which is, I don't know, longer than a half hour. And basically they told us that there was, the police had called and there was an accident and they needed to move this car quickly, blah, blah, blah. But instead of the tow truck company calling, the insurance company, letting them know they are unable to take the call and to give it to another company, they try to be greedy. Well, this morning, we get a call from the insurance company. We're getting a $50 gift card for our inconvenience. And they're getting pretty much removed from their the insurance company's system. And I think it's kind of funny. They're not going to get paid for that trip out there. Although he did, the driver, you're supposed to get paid for your time. But on this one, they're not going to, because they said they could understand if it was a half hour. But from the time the call comes in, there's really no excuse to be waiting that long, especially with a 4-year-old. And it was like, I forgot, 88 degrees, or it was kind of warm. So anyway, that's it. And I'm off today. There's no adventures of Pukas and Jima. He's spending time with mom for his birthday. So there you have it. That's what's new with me. Laterness, people.